There is definitely an element of the legacy of France in many of these countries. The aspect of French misrule, the aspect of France maintaining illegitimate governments in many of these countries, the element of France using its rapid deployment forces to maintain the power of these regimes, whether it was in Côte d'Ivoire under Yuffie Boigny or in Democratic Republic of Congo, formerly Zaire under Mobutu, or in Cameroon, or even now in Gabon. But I think there's also another dynamic of the reawakening of the population in many of these Francophone African countries to say that the status quo ante, in other words, the way things have been and the way they have remained in the past, cannot continue. Now, the troubling trend with a lot of these Francophone countries is the only exit ramp in many of these contexts has been the military. In other words, the only institution that can then take over government from a lot of these illegitimate regimes is the military. And I think that is really where the troubling dynamic is, that there's no other democratic avenues, exit ramps to change or transition power from one regime to the next. And that is why we see military governments then taking control in many of these Francophone African countries.
Algerian president has condemned the activities of coup plotters who have overthrown President Ali Bongo, and President Media Aide Ajori Nicklal said Tinubu is working very closely and continuing to communicate with other heads of state in the African Union towards a comprehensive consensus on the next steps forward concerning how the crisis in Gabon will play. What could the African Union do to deal with the latest coup in Gabon?
So I think the African Union is really caught in a very difficult dilemma. I think very much like we saw in the case with Niger, we also see in the situation in Gabon, where civilian leadership has completely failed the public, right? So that a large section of the population is disenfranchised with how the civilian regime has been moving things forward. In this particular context in Gabon, we know that the Bongo family, from Omar Bongo to Ali Bongo, and then he was even transitioning the government to have his son take over power from him, has really created a situation where the country is really run as a franchise of one family. And the AU, in addition to legitimacy questions, how does the AU intervene in situations where deposed leaders do not have legitimacy? How does the AU intervene? I think that's one big question. But secondly, does the AU even have the mechanisms to intervene in this context? And I think that will be another problem because there's a crisis all over the Sahel in many of those countries. And then there's now this new crisis in Gabon. But even within the constituency of the AU itself, many of the member countries that would intervene in situations like in Niger or even in Gabon right now, there's also division within the AU. So I really don't see very much the AU will do outside of just the rhetoric of not wanting to have military takeovers. But I think at the next level, the AU will really have to work with the new administration in Gabon to figure out a transitional framework that will usher in elections and bring in a civilian regime. I really do not see many options for the AU in terms of intervention in Gabon because the AU institutions are also very weak. Intervention in terms of restoring an illegitimate regime are problematic, and the AU, even within itself, is also very divided.